took my bath every morning and went on to school down at night. And this whole house, I couldn't even stay in my house.
Oh.
I had to go out to my son's house to stay. Every time I come in this house, I'd bump. I had a bump in his bed. And even my clothes, I had got dressed and to go to school. And my clothes smelled when I got in that man's car. He said, I smell a polio. I said, yes, yeah, yeah. Because one guy in my house last night had sat in my house one little week. And whenever I hit the door, I'd dump bump. Got in here, I guess it comes through a little old. I had cat stand. And we're going out and just started talking, and I can't even let you finish your question.
No, that's interesting. Gee, I hope it doesn't happen again.
I hope it'll never happen more. If I have, I smell one pass and threw out of the way, I said, well, just pass on by. Don't come this way.
Okay, what do you call a little creature about this big to this big that hops along the ground? Some of them live in water and some on land.
Frog.
Okay. Are there some special names for one that lives on frogs that live on land?
What's that?
Do you have some special names for ones that live on land?
We have some living tree.
You do?
Frog living tree. One live in that tree out there in my yard. And he ain't way up the top of the tree. Call him the tree frog.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The living tree.
What about the ones that live in the water?
Oh, well, they call bullfrog. They're gone, but these are little chop right here.
Do the tree frogs make any noise?
Yeah, at night. Oh, they can listen to the rain and you can hear them. And they ain't little bit of a little thing. They're not a little time. They're brown things. They get a little, you know.
What sort of a noise do they make?
Huh?
What sort of a noise do they make?
They croak kind of like a frog. You know, make a loud noise. You know how you heard a frog croaking? Mm-hmm. Have you heard a frog croak? No. Well, they make some something like that.
I see.
Yeah, you croak like a frog.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Huh?
When you go fishing, you use worms for bait.
Baits? They call them bait. Little ones. Acorns.
Earthworms.
They call them acorns.
Okay, fun. And if you have great big worms that are used for bait, is there a special name for those?
I don't think they know. I don't know. Well, there's some people fish with different baits. Some of these ones. Others are kind of bugs or some other kind of worms they catch. Mm-hmm. Something like a little worm that he'll ball up when you touch it. It's like he'll ball up.
Huh.
And what's that one, the same one that did it, fish like this. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Do they ever use wigglers or something like that?
Wigglers. Yeah, that's what they use too. They go down on the creek and get them. Down on the branches and get them. Wigglers.
Okay, fine. And what do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bug. Call them some kind of fly. That's what kind of fly they call. But they call lightning bug. We call them lightning bug. Lightning bug. That's what they call.
Okay.
What you got for? You got that from too?
Lightning bug. Well, some people call them fireflies.
I know there was another name for it, but couldn't think of it.
And what do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Kind of like we call them snake doctors.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen one.
You have.
Uh-uh.
They dip down in there. Say the snake doctor on snakes. I don't know when the snake gets sick. The snake doctor.
Very good. And what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, but some people say doesn't sting?
Well,
okay,
call a dead owl.
Oh, yeah.
A dead owl.
And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?